Welcome back to another Shabbos. Here we're continuing the halachas of Dosh, and we are talking about the halachas of Schitas Peiris, taking the juice out of the Peiris. The earlier Paiskim argue about a case where you put grapes into wine on Shabbos, and the derech is that those grapes crack open and some juice oozes out of them. And the question is that a problem of Schita to put those grapes in on Shabbos, causing it to open up and juice to come out and mix with the wine? So the Taz holds that's usher, and the Magen Avraham holds its mutter. Halacha l'maaseh, Mishabruah paskins l'kula like the Magen Avraham, even though the Shulchan Harav is machmir, but the Mishabruah is mekel. And what's the gay us is a mutter to put a piece of lemon into a cup of tea on Shabbos, because what happens is that some of that juice oozes out into the tea. I'm putting it into the tea for the juice, but I'm taking a piece of lemon and putting it into the tea on Shabbos. Is that a problem or not? So all the places can hold that that's not a problem and it's mutter. Even those places can hold by the grapes is usher. Grapes are more chomer, like we said a few times, that grapes are shayla of the raisa. But mashenkein by lemons, they even atzad that it's mutter. And since it's even atzad that it's mutter, it's not so chomer, and therefore it's not a problem of putting a piece of lemon into your tea on Shabbos. But you should be careful not to press the lemon onto the side of the cup in order for the juice to ooze out, because that's a maisa schita mamish, and that will be usher. And another thing you have to be careful is make sure you have a klish lishi, because if not, if it's not a klish lishi, you have a problem of bishul on the lemon itself. Now, so it comes out, if someone wants to put lemon into the tea, there are basically two ways. One option is to cut a piece of lemon and place it into the tea, like we just said, but don't press it against the side. The other case is, the other heter would be, to some hold, that you can squeeze the lemon into sugar and then put the sugar into the tea, because then that would be considered squeezing lemon onto eichel. Now, the place can talk about eating grapefruit on Shabbos. A lot of people, when they eat a grapefruit, they cut it in half, and they use a spoon to eat out the grapefruit. And what happens is, automatically, you're pressing down. When you're taking out some of the fruit, you press down, and juice comes out, and it's a psik reisha. So is that an iser of schita, that even though I'm not mechavin to do schita, I'm trying to eat the grapefruit, but lemaisa, it's a psik reisha, which means it's sure going to happen that juice oozes out. Is that a problem of schita? So lemaisa, the paiskim say it's mutter, and they have three different serufim to say why it's mutter. Number one is that grapefruit is iser d'rabbanan, and using a spoon to do schita is kla'ach yad. And therefore, by two d'rabbanans, you can make a by psik reisha v'ein mechavin. The two d'rabbanans are, first of all, it's the whole schita d'rabbanan. Number two, kla'ach yad makes d'rabbanan somewhat of mekel for that reason. And even if you don't want to make it for that reason, there's another reason to mekel, that here you're not really taking the juice out. It's staying mixed in the in the fruit. And therefore, it's not a regular case of schita, because it's still mixed together, eating it together with the food. It could be that's not a maisa schita. And the third reason is that the ikker reason why I'm squeezing it is really to eat the fruit. So maybe if it's like the halacha we had, that if you squeeze the fruit for its own good and not for the juice, it would be mutter. That's another reason to say it's mutter. And therefore, when you're eating the grapefruit, you don't have to worry about schita for different reasons, like we just said, that it would be mutter. And the juice left over afterwards also is mutter as well, because that was not, you're not mechavin to take that out. You're just trying to eat the grapefruit. And that came out agav. So it's like when you squeeze something for the fruit's good, not for the juice. And therefore, it's mutter to drink that. The only shaila is like this. When you have very little bit left in the grapefruit and you're trying to scrape it out with a spoon, so it depends. If your kavana is just to get at the last skin of the fruit, then it's fine. But if your kavana is to take out the mashke, then it will be a problem of schita, because there I'm trying to take the juice out. At the end there, that might be a problem of schita, and you should not do that if your kavana is for the juice.